Hey girlfriend, welcome to Journey to Limitless podcast. Together on this show, we are on a mission to build belief in ourselves and live a life of freedom despite what tries to hold us back. I'm your host, Court, an empowerment coach, travel enthusiast, and a chronic illness warrior who over the last 7 years has built a life that I am so obsessed with and proud of, but it definitely has not come easy. So on the show, we're going to keep it real as we talk about adapting positive mindsets through hardship, taking action towards our dreams, and finding peace and freedom from hustle culture and chronic stress. Are you with me? Let's get going on your own journey to limitless. Hello, friend. Welcome back to Journey to Limitless. I'm so excited to do this episode today, even though I'll be honest, this morning I was like, what do I want to show up and talk about? I don't really know what I want to talk about. I actually had this idea after a podcast. I actually had this idea after an Instagram post that I made yesterday. I posted a photo of myself from Greece and I just talked about my journey of creating this life, even though it wasn't modeled to me. You know, I grew up in a family that never traveled. I grew up, you know, in a family that just worked at, you know, had just did jobs. Like I am going down this entrepreneurial path. I'm really creating my own unique path forward. And sometimes when I look at my family, I'm like, why am I like this? Like, where did I get this from? Like, who am I? Why? I feel like an alien, you know, I feel so different. And I know that I'm not alone in this, you know, and I know that by you clicking on this podcast, you feel that way right now. And it can feel really scary to recognize that you are the black sheep. It can be very scary to recognize that you are different and you want to do things differently. And it can also make you feel like you can't do it, right? It can make you feel like that life isn't for you. You were born into this life, right? You have to like follow the pack. No, you have the power to create your own unique path. And this podcast episode, I just want to pour some belief in you. Some of the ways that I realize that I can do things in my life is because I gain belief from other people. And I want you to like see yourself in my story so you can take action and live that limitless life that you see for yourself. And of course, you know, I am going to be launching a new one-on-one coaching offer very soon to help people with this exact thing. The people that do want to do things differently than the people around them and see themselves creating their own unique path. But the cycles of like disbelief and the cycles of fear of the unknown, the cycles of like people pleasing are keeping them stuck from making that the reality. And if you see yourself in that, you are like, yes, that is me. I have this limitless life dream. I see myself doing X, Y, and Z, but I have continuously held myself back for all of those reasons. I encourage you to DM me on Instagram because first of all, I want to just get to know you. I want to support you in that, you know, but also I am creating a one-on-one coaching offer specifically to help people with this. So DM me on Instagram. You can find me there. I'm at journeytolimitless_. That's JourneyToLimitless_. It will also be linked down in the show notes for you. So you can just head down there and click. DM me cycles, CYCLES. That way I know that you listen to this podcast episode and we can just have a conversation. We can just see where you're at, see what you're looking for support with. And, you know, we can hop on a call and see if it's a good fit. See if I can, if you really feel that I am the person that can help you with this. You know, you don't know unless you know, right? You don't know unless you try, right? Inaction is not going to get you to that limitless life, right? It's time to take action towards it, you know? So jumping right into what we're talking about, like I said, today's episode is really looping you in on my story. I realize that there are parts of my story and different adventures that I've gone through that I have had to break these cycles in order to allow those things to happen. And it hasn't always been easy. And I realize that, you know, I want to loop you in on the specifics and so you can really see yourself in my story. I know that you have dreams that are very similar to mine. You have things that you want to do. And I think that you'll be able to see that I also have experienced some of the same things that you are experiencing. And I have been able to move past them, even if it was painful and difficult. So today's episode, the intention is so you can really see yourself in my story and build belief. So jumping right in. My journey really began when I was a kid. When I was 9 years old, my mom had stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which was really painful to see my mom go through that, obviously. And trigger warning, when I was 11 years old, my aunt passed away of a brain tumor. And my mom and I were at my aunt's house every single weekend helping her and supporting her. So we saw that whole process, right? And I saw how difficult it was. And I mind you, my aunt was 45 years old when she passed away. My mom was in her 40s when she had cancer. cancer. So seeing people experiencing sickness at such a young age, it scared the living shit out of me, if I'm going to be completely honest. I remember distinctly being in my room at around, you know, right after my aunt passed away, having insomnia and being like, I want to get the most out of my life. Like, life can be so short. Life can throw massive curveballs at you, and I do not want to waste my life. I know that I want to live my life up to my fullest potential. And like I said, granted, I was probably in like 6th or 7th grade at this point. Like, I was pretty young to be having this thought process, right? Now that I look at it, I'm like, wow, that's kind of crazy. But it was because of the experiences that I had leading up to that, right? So years go by. My family never really traveled. My mom's never left the East Coast. Up until I was 18 years old, I never went on an airplane. So traveling was never really a part of my life. My sister, Katie, she moved to Colorado in 2013 because her husband was stationed at Fort Carson in Colorado Springs. And in 2013, I was 18 years old. I had an opportunity to go to Colorado. So that was my first time on an airplane, first time going to the airport, and immediately just in the airport, I was like, whoa, like, this is so cool. I love this. And I was so excited about it. And obviously, once I landed in Colorado, it honestly opened my eyes to how big this world is and how much there is to explore. This was a completely different environment than the East Coast, and it really sparked the traveler in me. I was like, I want more of this in my life. And I also had thoughts of like, I should move to Colorado one day. It was just like an instant excitement, right? Well, for one, because it was off the East Coast, and for one, they don't have humidity here for the most part. So I was like, get me here. But also it was just like the rush of adventure and experiences, right? So after that trip, I got into a relationship, and this relationship ended up being a soul suck. I was anxious. I was depressed. I knew it was not meant for me, but I also felt very stuck by it. I wanted to help this person. This trigger warning, this person had some drug issues and also had some abuse things going on. And it was just a really, really tough situation. So, you know, my dream of moving to Colorado kind of slipped away because I thought maybe like I could work this relationship out. And I was like, oh, I'll just stay in Maryland, yada, yada, yada. And throughout that whole experience, about into 2015, I think I was 20 years old at the time. Like, yeah, beginning of 2015. That was when I started to like think about Colorado more and thinking about the experience that I had of Colorado and, you know, listening to songs that, you know, made me remember that I wanted to travel and have experiences. And it just really got to a point where I couldn't shake that thought anymore. I was like, I need to get out of this. I need to escape this reality that I have. I just want to go travel. I just want to have experiences. Like, this is not the life that I want. And moving to Colorado kind of felt like a very far away thing at the time. Even though my sister lived there, I was like, I don't really know if I'm ready for that completely. But what I was ready for was an adventure. I have never been on like a grand adventure, you know? So 2015, June of 2015, my best friend Madeline and I, we decided that we were going to go on a cross-country road trip. We went from Maryland down to Tennessee, to Texas, to New Mexico, Colorado, all the way up to Oregon coast, up to Montana, Chicago, and back. And it was the most epic trip of my life. But leading up to that, I mean, my family was talking so much fear into me. You're going to get kidnapped. You're going to get killed. You're going to get in a car accident. All these terrible things are going to happen to you. You're crazy. Don't do it. Yada, yada, yada. You're not allowed to take the car. Yada, yada, yada. And I was so determined to make it happen because, like I said, I was having this feeling that I couldn't shake anymore. I was like, I need to do this and for myself. Like, I need to get away. I need to have some clarity. I need to learn about myself. I did not really understand who I was at that time. Like, I was in a bunch of habits that didn't serve me. I was waking up, not drinking during the day, but like waking up late, you know, working as a server in a restaurant and just drinking and drinking and drinking. And I felt like I was just going down the same path that everyone else around me was going. I mean, my parents, like I said, never traveled. You know, they worked jobs, which they were fine with. But for me, I just didn't feel like that was the path for me. And I just felt like I was meant for more. And the one way that I figured that I could start to gain some clarity was this grand adventure. So I went, and I also had my own fears. I remember being all the way on the other side of the country in Washington State and just realizing what the fuck I was doing. I was like, I'm 20 years old and I'm driving a car. I just drove the car all the way across the country. My family is so far away. Like, if something happens, what am I going to do? I'm just with Madeline. Like, shit, I'm crazy. And at the same time, it was so thrilling, right? And once I got home, I just felt this shift in me. I remember actually being on the Oregon coast, which I've always wanted to see for the longest time, and telling myself that I was going to move there. I also said the same thing about Colorado. I was like, when I was in Colorado, I was like, all right, June 2016, I'm going to move to Colorado. And, you know, the whole, I spent a few more trips that year. Like, I flew out to Colorado spontaneously in October for a Red Rock show, October 2015. And yeah, I just had this big thrill of adventure. That year, I also went to Las Vegas. I also went to Utah to go see a guy. And that whole year was just full of adventure because I just knew that that's what I wanted my life to be. And then I realized that I was going to be able to move to Colorado. So June of 2016, I was like, I am moving. I, you know, had the whole plan probably like 6 months before I realized that I could make it happen. So leading up to that, you know, obviously my family, my parents were like, don't do it. Like, we're going to miss you so much. We're, you know, you're not going to have support there. Like, what are you going to do? Like, I mean, I had my sister, but like, you know, you're going to have to restart your whole life. You know, it's like the unknown, you name it. They were putting it into my head. And I was relentless. I was like, I know that I need to do this. Like, honestly, at that point, I was just like, I know in my gut that this is what I need to do. I want to change my life. I don't want to continue these habits, these patterns. Like, I see myself living such a bigger life, and I feel like Colorado was going to be the start of that for me. And I followed that. And like I said, leading up to it, it was a lot of fear being put in my head. And the day that I was leaving, it was June 21st, I think, of 2016. I was 21 years old. I was, you know, getting all packed up, ready to go. And my mom drove off to work. And she knew that I was leaving that day. And she just drove off. She did not say goodbye to me or anything. And it felt like a scene out of a movie. I remember realizing that she got in her car and she was about to drive off. And I remember running outside of my house, standing on the front steps and just screaming her name, Mom, Mom, Mom. And crying because I realized what she was doing. She was leaving without saying goodbye because she was so mad at me because I was leaving. And that was so freaking difficult. The whole way to Colorado, even before, I was like asking my dad, I was like, am I doing something wrong? Like, am I a bad person? Am I a terrible daughter? Like, I feel so guilty. She's so mad at me. What if she never talks to me again? Yada, yada, yada. Like, everything that you could think of that I was thinking, it was in my head. And my dad was a bit more supportive. Of course, he was like, of course we're going to miss you, but like, you got to go live your life. And I mean, the whole way there, I was crying. And I didn't even talk to my mom for the first month that I was in Colorado because she was so mad. She was mad at me. She was frustrated. She was hurt. She didn't understand why I wanted to go. Like I said, my mom never left the East Coast. She never had the desire to travel. She's content living there, which is fine. Like, I if that's the way that she wants to live, 100%. And she really did not understand me. And it was really hard to navigate that. And honestly, my first few months in Colorado were difficult as well, because I had the thoughts of like, I don't have friends here. And it was really difficult to make friends. I honestly didn't start making really genuine friendships until I moved up to Denver about a year and a half later. The first year and a half I lived in Colorado Springs, and like, I met some really awesome people. I did, 100%. But to be honest, I don't really talk to those people now. And that's fine. I understand life goes different directions. But I feel like I've made like the strongest, true, genuine connections in the past few years. And that was really difficult of the first few years of like, I just want to go home. I want to be around my friends. I miss my friends, you know, but I stuck it out. And, you know, when I moved to Colorado, obviously that was like a whole experience of a new experience and everything, but I still had the desire of like, I want to go travel solo. I want to travel the world. I've never left the country. So in 2017, after, right before actually my best friend Madeline, we went on another road trip from Colorado to California where we just camped the whole way and like we didn't take a shower for like 3 weeks and we were grungy. I actually booked my first solo trip out of the country. I planned to go to Europe for 8 weeks and I was going completely solo. And I told my parents about that and they thought I was absolutely insane. They're like, you're like, what is wrong? What is wrong with you? And like, you're going to get kidnapped. Please don't go. Yada, yada, yada. Didn't listen, obviously. That's just a pattern of mine. I don't listen. I don't listen because I know what I need to do for myself. I listen to my intuition. So let's flash forward a little bit. January of 2018, I was 23 years old and I was just about to embark on this adventure. And granted, I did meet my boyfriend on that last road trip in Moab. I met him howling at the moon, which is also like a pretty wild story. But we ended up going to planning to go to Europe. I did Iceland by myself and the Netherlands. And before that, I actually was in Maryland for a few days. And while I was there, my parents were like, I will pay for your flight to stay home. Like, please don't go. We're so scared for you. Like, you're going to get kidnapped. You're going to get sex trafficked. You're going to like, yada, yada, yada. I mean, all the fears, everything. They did not understand it at all. And I decided to still go because I was like, I need to. I also was a part of a bunch of different groups like Girls Love Travel and Solo Female Travel Network that showed me that you can face your fears and do scary things and you will be okay. You can travel the world and be safe. Like, you will. And I trusted that. So I've always just kind of leaned into trust. And yeah, that's kind of been my journey the last few years. Like, that was kind of honestly probably one of the last big things. And I went to Greece in, when did I go to Greece? March of this past year. And my family didn't really say anything to me because they know that I listen to my intuition. They know that they've learned now. And I think that's another really big point that I want to make here is that once you stick to your guns, once you start to prove to your family that you can do things and you will be okay, they kind of start to back off. Like, when I went to Greece, I told my parents, like, oh, you're going by yourself? I said, yeah. They're like, well, just be careful, versus what they used to do of like, I wish you wouldn't go, don't do that, yada, yada, because they know that I will be safe. I will do everything that I can to be safe. I will check in. I will, I'm still going to go. Them telling me not to go isn't really going to work these days because they know that I'm going to. They know that all the other trips that I've gone on, but I had to get through the tough times of them not believing that I'll be safe. I had to get through the times of them talking fear into me and sticking to my guns. And then they start to see like, hey, she can do this and she will be okay. And that's just Courtney, right? They've learned who I am, right? I have taught them who I am, right? And like taught them what I truly desire. Like, even now, my mom, you know, I moved home back in 2020 because of my health. And when I was deciding to move back to Colorado, my mom was like, I know you need to go. I know it's good for you out there. I know that that's what you want to do. And it was like such a different fight than what it was in 2016 when I first moved, right? She didn't talk to me. So our families, like, we have to teach them what we desire. We have to teach them the standard. We have to teach them what we want and show them like, hey, I appreciate you being concerned. I hear you, but I also really trust that I will be okay. I will trust that I will be safe. I will trust that everything will work out. And even if sometimes you don't fully believe it, you know, I definitely had fears flying across, you know, across the pond my first time and being like, you know, when I landed in Iceland, realizing that no one was there for me, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Am I actually going to be okay? Like, is this like, what if something does happen? And like I said, when I was in Washington having that realization, I was like, oh my God, I am so far away. I'm the farthest away from my family that I've ever been. Like, what am I doing? Like, you have those fears, but if you can just lean into trust that everything will work out and you have these callings for a reason. I know that I had this calling to travel the world for a reason. I've had this calling to move across the country for a reason. And now what I'm working on right now, because like I said, I'm on this journey with you. I am telling you this because those were cycles that I've had to break in the past, right? The cycles that I'm breaking now is I'm building my life to be a digital nomad so I can leave the country and like move out of the country, right? I don't want to just travel the world, you know, every few months. Like, I want to build a life of being able to do this as often as I want to, and like moving to Spain for 3 months and really indulging in the culture and everything. Like, that's my dream now. And I am working on breaking those cycles now too. Like, it's like an ongoing process, right? But we get better as we go. And I know that that dream that I'm building right now wouldn't even be a thought if I didn't break the cycles that I broke before, right? Those cycles that I broke years ago have led me to the life that I'm living now, which feels so aligned with who I am. But we have to first break those cycles in the beginning, right? The cycles of like, even if you want to just take a solo trip somewhere, but your family's telling you no, if you have that inkling to do so, that's your cycle to break, because that's going to lead you to the next part of your life, like following those curiosities, right? And not just listening to the fears and the thoughts that you have and what you're telling yourself. Like I said, people will have their own opinions, but we also have to teach people what we want, right? Like what truly feels good for us. We have to tell them, because sometimes when we don't speak up and then all of a sudden we have all these crazy ideas, people think that we're speaking out of alignment. They're like, oh, like that's crazy. Like they see us as this person. Then when we have this crazy idea, they're like, what? That's so crazy. They don't see that that's actually you. Like that's your truest self. They think that you're just being irrational and like not right. They don't see that, hey, that thing that you really want to do is really in alignment with you, and that's going to lead you to the life that you're really supposed to freaking live. I cannot imagine my life like not being where it is today. And it came from breaking those really difficult cycles in the beginning. So I really just wanted to do this episode, like I said, because I want you to be able to see parts of yourself in my story and start to build that confidence in yourself that you can do it too. If I can do it, I am just Courtney from Pasadena, Maryland. I, you know, had doubts that I could actually build this big life for myself. I, you know, grew up in a very small town. I grew up in a town where, like, no judgment to people, but like a lot of people just stay there. A lot of people don't leave. I left and I'm building this life that is so freaking different than who I was when I was, you know, 10 years ago in 2013. Like, I don't even recognize that person anymore, right? And I never thought that that would be possible for me. But I just listened to the small little curiosities that I have, broke those cycles to get there, and then has led me to this life that I love, even if it isn't like exactly quote unquote where I want to be. I am so freaking grateful for where I am though. I am, you know what? I'm going to scratch that. I am where I want to be, right? But I'm so excited for where I'm going, right? But it came from breaking those damn cycles. So I hope that this was helpful. I hope that this was inspiring to you in some way. If it was, share it with some friends who also have big dreams that are holding themselves back. Like, we are not here for that. We are here to live the big lives that we see for ourselves. We are here to create the lives of our dreams, even if it wasn't modeled to us, right? You have that power. You can create your own unique path. And like I said, if this really resonated with you and you're like, yes, but you need some support in that journey, DM me Cycles on Instagram. My Instagram, like I said, will be down in the show notes for you. It's at journeytolimitless_. We can talk about how I can support you in making this happen. I've lived it. I'm doing it right now too. I'm on this journey with you and I'm here to support you with that. So I hope to talk to you in the next episode. Next week's episode is episode 100. That is mind-blowing. I'm so freaking excited about that. And I definitely will be doing a giveaway for the 100th episode as well. So definitely come back and tune in next week. Next week's episode is going to be all about getting started in something new, right? And staying consistent with it, right? And I'm so excited about that. So definitely join me and I'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for tuning in. It means so much to me that you're here and that you're taking the time to listen to the podcast. If you found this episode to be valuable to you, it would mean so much to me if you shared it with your friends who you think could also really benefit from this message. You can take a screenshot of you listening and tag me in your Instagram stories. I am at journeytolimitless_. That also gives me the chance to connect with you and say thank you. So until next week, I hope that you have an amazing week ahead of you, and I'll talk to you then.